Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you are in this area, or maybe come along to this area and pop into the White Sands Hotel, the Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. The food is fantastic, great menu, great staff. They do carvery at the weekends. They have live music at the weekends as well. And all in all, just a great place to pop into, the Oasis Bar and Grill at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. So what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? A lady called Kirsty from Poppentry in the Ballymun area has been in touch with us. She sent us an email, which, by the way, you can do as well. Our email address is allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. Anyway, Kirsty starts off by saying, "I'm fuming, and I think you should highlight this on the podcast you do. Did you see the American travel guide that's bad-mouthing our areas and putting them down? I'm Ballymun born and bred, and we're the nicest people you can meet. I'm here 35 years, and I never saw one bit of trouble. Never felt unsafe myself, and the cheek of them saying that it's full of vandalism and gangs. How can they get away with these lies? Ballymun and Darndale are like everywhere in Dublin, good and bad. How come they don't mention Howth? Because I was attacked there last summer. I'm sick of people running down our area. That's why we can't sell our houses, because of shite like this spreading lies. Yous need to highlight this," says Kirsty from Poppentry in the Ballymun area of Dublin.
Now, Kirsty sent that on Facebook yesterday, and
with a link to the article that she was talking about.
So we'll read out the article in a moment. But when she sent it, the first thing I did was I replied to her. Because she says in her message from Facebook, she says, "I'm living in Ballymun 35 years and I've never seen a bit of trouble." Now, my message back to her was, "Have you left the house in the last 35 years?" To suggest that she has lived in Ballymun for 35 years and has not seen any trouble is bullshit. That's complete bullshit. Or maybe it's just that you're immune to the trouble. You know, when you're living in...
You don't notice it anymore.
Well, you don't. People who live in high crime areas probably don't notice. Like, where I live is a relatively decent place. And if a stolen car came up our road, we'd all be talking about it. It'd be on the Facebook group and the WhatsApp group, because it never, ever happens. But if you live in an area where the stolen car has been wrapped around lampposts every single night, where young fellas are throwing rocks at cars and buses and all that, where people are being terrorised, it becomes the norm and you become used to it. So, Kirsty, please... please don't insult our intelligence. Don't insult the intelligence of the...
Well, let's just read what they said on this. So this is on a website called GoToIreland.com. And safety, Dublin's districts to avoid. So let me tell you what they said. Basically what it says is, if you're planning to visit Dublin, Ireland's capital city, it's essential to find out the areas that are safe. Dublin is a charming and welcoming city, but there are areas that you should avoid.
Now, obviously, Ballymun and Darndale are the top two on the list. Neither are our tourist attractions, okay? Nobody... but you could end up walking there, or you could be staying in a hotel that's not far from there. So this was obviously put up on this tourist site to basically... in the same way, if you went to New York, you probably wouldn't stay in the Bronx. But you might go for a walk up there one day... and not know if it's... no, I don't know. Is it dangerous or not in the Bronx? I don't know.
It's dangerous enough, yeah.
Is it? Okay,
yeah. Okay, let's have... so Ballymun District, which is real American anyway, it says, located in the north of Dublin, Ballymun has long been considered one of the areas to avoid due to its high crime rates. Home to gangs and petty criminals, the area is notorious for vandalism. Although renovation efforts have been undertaken to improve the situation, certain problems persist. As a traveller, we advise you to stay away, especially at night. It's not the most touristy place of its kind, and you can save yourself some hassle by preferring the historic city centre. So stay away from Ballymun. It's a kip. And then, about Darndale, it says, Darndale, another district in North Dublin, was also marked by security problems. Travellers are advised to avoid this area due to its high crime rates and reputation as a tough neighbourhood. Local disputes can sometimes degenerate into violence, which can endanger unwary visitors.
And the people of Darndale and Ballymun are obviously upset that both their areas have topped this list of no-go areas for tourists if they're coming to Dublin. And my answer to the likes of Kirsty and any of you who are from Ballymun and Darndale is, be proud of your area. Yes, everybody should be proud of their area. Mm-hmm. But also take your head out of your arse and take your head out of the ground. Both areas are high crime areas. Both were, well, Darndale was featured on that TV programme a few years ago, Inside the K, and it looked like an absolute hellhole. So,
well, no, Darndale wasn't featured on Inside the K because it's not Inside the K.
Are you sure it wasn't Darndale?
No, positive.
But it was featured on another programme. There was a programme that, yep, that featured Darndale about crime. So my point is, you know, I just hate this whole thing where there's good and bad everywhere. Yes, there is good and bad everywhere. But unfortunately, and you're not going to want to hear this, the percentage of bad in these areas outweighs the percentage of good. Now, Kirsty's saying, why isn't Howth on top of the list? Because she got attacked in Howth last year. Kirsty, I'm sorry that that happened to you. I'm sorry you got attacked in Howth last year. But that would be what would be classed as an isolated incident, okay? You are safer. If we're talking about law of averages, okay? And Howth is a very big... In fact, my American family, when they come home, the first place they always go is to Howth. And they'd never go, oh, Jesus, that's a dodgy area. It's about statistics, okay? The chances... Are you more likely to be attacked in Ballymun and Darndale or in Howth?
And the fact the fact of the matter is that most people visiting Ireland won't ever choose to go to Darndale for their holidays. Go do a bit of sightseeing.
Don't be silly. Nobody's going to say. But it's telling you just to stay away from these areas because, if you're from the area, is anything they've said here lies? So again, they've said about Ballymun, we advise you to stay away, especially at night. It's not the most touristy place of a kind, and you can save yourself some hassle by preferring the historic city centre. It has a high crime rate, it's full of gangs and petty criminals, and is notorious for vandalism. Now, is anything... I don't live in Ballymun, so I don't have the answer, but is that lies? Are they lying?
Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this conversation, is it fair of a tourist website to review Dublin and highlight that tourists should never visit Darndale, they should never visit Ballymun, avoid those areas because they're not safe? Is that true? 085-825-2626 is our number. Max has been in touch.
Hey, Dad. Sorry, can't come on. Great topic, though. I mean, I understand the anger of the locals to a degree, as definitely the vast majority of people from Darndale and Ballymun are great people, and it's only due to a small minority of scumbags that we actually have this discussion. And they're also right in highlighting that there are other danger zones throughout the city. However, I've got to say the whole discussion is a bit irrelevant, as I don't see a particular appeal for visitors anyways to go to those areas unless they do know someone who either lives in Ballymun or Darndale. So I'd say only the very odd tourist would ever set a foot into one of those neighbourhoods.
Jacqueline, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Jacqueline.
Hiya.
Well, Jacqueline, two areas in Dublin have been highlighted by this website as places that are no-go areas. Don't ever go to Ballymun or to Darndale. What do you make of that?
Darndale is not as bad as it used to be, unless you're from the area, but I have lived in the city centre and it is actually much worse. Them both areas put together.
Okay.
It's more dangerous in the city centre.
It's more dangerous in the city centre than it is around Ballymun.
Ballymun and Darndale.
Okay, but would you be telling people to avoid Ballymun and Darndale?
No, because my granddad lives in Ballymun and it's not too bad. And then I actually live around the corner from Darndale. It's more kind of the younger generation that are kind of little scumbags, but the community is actually okay in Darndale. But it's more, if you're more from the area, you're more safe, but it's not much worse than the city centre. The city centre is way more worse. I'm telling people tomorrow to avoid that.
Okay, so this particular review actually said, where it came to Ballymun, it more or less said, don't go to Ballymun, make sure to visit the city centre instead. And you're saying, no, stay out of Dublin city centre.
I'll definitely say the city centre, because I was going there 2 months ago, and literally, like, I always tell people, if you're going to the city centre, you have to watch your handbag, because there are people that I got robbed. I nearly got robbed myself in the city centre, and I did when I was 19 a few years ago.
I know, but the chances are in the city centre, there's guards nearby.
No, there aren't.
Ah, yeah.
No, there aren't. Spot a guard in town.
I know, but you will be.
It's like playing a game of Where's Wally. No chance.
But do you think somebody visiting Ballymun would be safe to visit Ballymun tonight?
If it's not too late, yeah.
It's
not as bad as it used to be, though.
I mean, the fact of the matter is that Ballymun as an area has quietened down quite a lot in recent years. It has.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. Jeez, every second day of the week, we're getting messages in from people saying about different antisocial behaviour going on in Ballymun and Darndale.
If you walk through Ballymun, you're not going to see much gang hanging around. Darndale, you probably might. But where, like, if you walk through town, say up Talbot Street or down Moore Street, you'd be more inclined to get robbed by one of the Gypsy Romanians more than anything else.
Okay, so while we accept that not many people are going to come to Ireland to go to Darndale on their holidays on a sightseeing trip, walking around the estate, nor are they likely to go to Ballymun. Both of those areas are actually very close to the airport. A lot of hotels around the airport areas. So you could go out for a stroll and find yourself in Ballymun or in Darndale. And you're saying, well, it's not that bad.
Yeah, well, like, if you go to the city centre, like, with that fella, what was it, the Canadian fella, I'm not sure if he's died or not, he got attacked, and then a woman up by the IFSC, she got murdered by a 14-year-old.
And they were both in the city centre?
Yeah, it was one on Talbot Street and one by the IFSC. So I'd be telling people to more likely avoid the city centre. Like, I barely even go in myself.
In fact, I'd love to hear from more of you on this. Would you tell people, it's something, it's a conversation myself and my wife have had with people who are considering visiting Ireland, and what we always say to them is, visit the rest of the country and don't come near Dublin.
Oh, no, Dublin's okay during the day. As I said, my American family were home a couple of weeks ago. We went into the city centre 2 different days. During the day, it was absolutely fine. Now, at night, it's a different kettle of fish. But no, the thing is, Darndale and Ballymun are high crime areas. That's a fact.
But as you just heard Jacqueline say, Ballymun, as an example, isn't as bad as it used to be. It's dramatically improved.
But why did she say don't go near the place at night then?
Most people have said, like, don't go through it at night time, because that's more crime than, like, people are more out at night time. Well, like, the city centre, like, I walked through the city centre, I've maybe had a row with a gypsy Romanian that nearly robbed me with a baby there.
Okay, stay there for 1 second, Jacqueline, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Let me go to Robbie. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How are you doing, Bruce?
Good, Robbie. Well, this lady, Kirsty, who's from Poppentry near Ballymun, is annoyed that this travel site is advising people, Dublin's top neighbourhoods to avoid as a traveller, Ballymun number one and Darndale number two. And she's upset that it's basically bad-mouthing the area that she's from. What do you make of this?
It is actually bad-mouthing. And as you guys pointed out, I would also tell people, if they're coming to Ireland, you know, do a day trip in Dublin. But don't spend money and get the fuck out of Dublin as quick as you can. If you want to see the Ireland that is, for want of a better word, famous around the world, you're not going to see it in Dublin.
So you would actually advise people not to visit Dublin at all, to go to the west of Ireland?
No.
Or
do a day trip. You know, maybe do something like the GPO Museum tour, which is very good. You know, see the sort of, you know, the big, you know, the important things, whatever. But get over as quick as you can and head down to west.
Now, I have to say, I'll be honest with you, that is the advice that myself and my wife regularly give to people. Yes, do the touristy things in Dublin, go to Guinness's, go to Kilmainham Jail, do all that stuff, but then get out of Dublin and head around the country. For that very reason that we've seen enough in Dublin to not want to recommend the place.
Yeah, exactly. Dublin, like, I suppose, keeping it on topic, those areas, you know, she doesn't want to accept the truth, but those areas are high crime areas. Like where I live, you both know where I'm from, you both know where, like, you know, I probably said whereabouts in the town I live. My area would be considered a no-go area. And I accept that. I would tell people it's a no-go area, even though I know that 99% of the people over here are lovely. And I've never walked around here being scared.
99% of the, maybe not 95% of the people in Ballymun and Darndale are decent people as well.
Yeah, I said that earlier on the Facebook post that, you know, the vast majority would be lovely people, and they will walk around there, you know, with and not fear. They might see the gangs, but they'll have no fear of them because they'll know who they are, or they'll know their parents or whatever. But for strangers going into those areas, they would be targeted.
Okay, so you would advise people to spend a minimum amount of time in Dublin, but definitely don't go to places like Darndale or Ballymun or anywhere like it. Don't visit any of those places.
1,000,000%.
In other words, you have to, when you're talking about areas of Dublin, and it's you know, it's bad signal out these areas. But as Robbie says, the people who live in these areas, you have to wake up and smell the coffee that you live in a high crime area. They always throw back at you, but there's good people here. Obviously, there's good people in Ballymun. Obviously, there's good people in Darndale as well, but unfortunately, they're outnumbered by the scumbags who are just out to wreck the place. And the question I would ask to anybody who's upset with the topic today, would you buy a house in Ballymun or Darndale? I certainly wouldn't.
Would you not?
Really?
Why?
You have to ask that question.
Why would you not buy a house in Ballymun, for example?
Let me flip it on its head, and I'll ask Robbie the question first, and I'll ask you, Adrian. How come a three-bedroomed house in Ballymun is half the price as a three-bedroom house in South County Dublin? How come the price?
Maybe it's just out of the way from local amenities.
No, there's loads of amenities in Ballymun. Yeah, so.
No, we all know why people Adrian would not buy a house in Ballymun. You just wouldn't.
I may not.
You may not. What would be the biggest reason to put you off buying a house?
Robbie, you're not going to get any honesty out of Adrian. You're not going to get any because he's terrified.
I don't like the number 83 bus.
Don't be flippant about it. No, you no. Adrian has friends in these areas, so he's not going to badmouth. So if you're waiting for him to badmouth Ballymun or Darndale, I'll tell you what he's going to say. Oh, I just wouldn't buy them because it's too far from work. Why wouldn't you buy in Ballymun, Adrian?
Because I don't want to.
No, why wouldn't you?
Because I don't want to.
No, but you have loads of friends
I'm happy
there.
Where I am.
No, but you have friends there, but you don't want to live beside them.
No.
So if you were...
Because I'm happy where I am.
Ah, okay. There you go. It's a politician's answer, Robbie.
Okay, but the bottom line is, Robbie, you can understand why this website would list places like Darndale and Ballymun as places to completely avoid if you're a visitor to Dublin.
Well, realistically, can you not?
Yeah, I kind of can. But you have to understand, though, why somebody like Kirsty would find it a little bit offensive to be slagging off the area she lives.
She's living in a dream world, then. Sorry. You know, just because she's not scared doesn't mean that her area, you know, I'd nearly be willing to go out on a limb and, you know, make disparaging comments about the girl without even knowing her. So if she doesn't see any problems around there, she might be a part of the problems because she's causing it. She considers that's normal. Then she doesn't think that there's any problems around there.
Sorry, can we just say, by the way, yeah, because we don't want to be sued by Kirsty, there was no suggestion that Kirsty is involved
in crime in any way.
No. But sorry, I know. I wasn't. You know, accusing her of crime. But you know what? Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
No, she has her head in the sand. And the same year ago, there was murder on this podcast when I was giving out about Killinarden. The buses weren't going up there, and there was two people on from Killinarden. I'll never forget it. And they just had their head in the sand about the kip that they were living in. What were they saying again, Adrian? Oh, they're not from Killinarden. They're coming over from Jobstown to cause trouble in their area. And I'm like, wake up and smell the coffee. People that live in these areas are just afraid to admit that they live in high crime areas.
Nobody wants to admit that.
I'd admit it. If there was crime in my area, I'd admit it.
You wouldn't?
Yes, I would.
You wouldn't go and say, I live in a great area because there's loads of crime. You wouldn't want to publicly have that mentioned. I want to bring in more of your comments. Mark has been in touch.
Hi, guys. I probably won't be able to come on now. I'm just a little bit busy here at the moment. But all I just wanted to say was, I think it's kind of... you know, a pointless list in a way, because like not many tourists will ever find themselves out that way, really. You know, like when you were in Dublin, you kind of have to want to go there to get there. but I also think it's a symptom of a bigger problem in that Dublin is just not a very friendly place anymore. I really think that the city council and the guards and the Department of Tourism and the government in general need to start really tidying it up, because it's really getting a bad reputation worldwide. Unfortunately, I've heard that said a few times, but I hope you're having a good show anyway, and I'll chat to you again. Thank you.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Jason, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jason?
Good afternoon, Adrian. How are you, pal?
Good, thanks. Kirsty is not at all happy that a travel guide has warned people not to go near Darndale or Ballymun if they're visiting Dublin. Can you understand why she's upset over that?
Is Kirsty blind?
I don't know if she's visually impaired or not. I'm assuming no.
So she's never read newspapers. She's never turned on the news and seen any of the trouble. Come on, we all know the bad areas. Okay, they've always been bad areas. I'm around since the 70s. I mean, when I was a teenager and growing up, we were always warned not to go out to them areas. And I was from a bad area. So that'll tell you something.
Okay, now somewhere like Ballymun is...
They have quieted down.
It's a lot better than it ever was. God.
It is and it isn't. I mean, all they done was move the problem around a bit, you know, that way. But Adrian, I mean, let's call a spade. Only people that are from them areas ever want to move back in and buy their houses in them areas. Like, you wouldn't get somebody like from Dixon Towers, you know, when they spread their wings going, oh, I'm going to move over there, because it's just not done.
In the same way, Adrian is from originally Ballybrack, which was a high crime area back in the 80s. As soon as Adrian got a few quid in his bank account, he moved the fuck out of there. You did?
No, I actually couldn't afford to buy a house in Ballybrack.
That's what happens, Jeremy. Unfortunately, the price of these houses go up to the roof. I'm from Blanchardstown originally back in the 70s, and I couldn't afford to buy a house over there now because of that. From them areas want to move back into them areas, which drives up the price to them areas. Some of them turn around, some of them don't, some of them just, it's generational after generation.
But can you not understand though why Kirsty is a bit annoyed that a travel guide that is read very widely, and by the way, for those of you wanting to have a look at this, it's on gotoireland.com, that's the name of the website, like I said, she's upset that her whole area, where she's lived all her life, is being run down in this way.
Oh, God, love her. We'll tell her to move out, move to a nicer area, and hope that the trouble doesn't follow her. But come here, you think they'd be more inclined to warning people about the city centre? I wouldn't have anybody going in. Mr. Dixon there. Jeremy, when your family came out from America, what part of Dublin did they visit?
Well, we actually visited Temple Bar and Government Building, so we went there up Kildare Street.
So there you go. So that just... You didn't visit Dublin. You went to the two most secure areas in Dublin. One that's under 24-hour CCTV, because it's where all the tourists go. Temple Bar, it's where you take 10 quid a pint.
Well, no,
and then
the
he said Governmentville. Yeah. Right, did you go up Talbot Street?
No, I didn't.
Did you go up North Circular Road, Dorset Street? No, not around the flats.
They're absolute kips. In fact,
There you go. Where's all the last tourists being battered and blinded and nearly murdered? What parts of Dublin?
Not the places that he went his American family, yeah.
No. In the city centre, in the North Inner City, in the actual city centre. Anywhere from the Phoenix Park, say, taking North Circular Road all the way around to the Sheriff Street, anywhere from the Liffey inside there, I would not go. And I can fairly look after myself. I'm all right. I've worked Dublin all my life. But even now, I wouldn't. I moved my daughter out for the whole summer. You know, my daughter lives in the city centre. I've moved her down the country for the whole summer. She's gone back to school now. But every weekend, she'll be shipped straight back down to me. It's not a safe place anymore. And call it what you want. Call it racist. Call it what you want. We all know the gangs. They were only mentioned on Monday on News Talk about the Romanian gangs or the Romib gangs pickpocketing and how serious the problem's got now. But nobody seems to want to talk about it because they're all, as we know, engineers.
Okay, so you obviously believe that this is a wider problem, that this isn't just Darndale or Ballymun. This is Dublin, that you wouldn't advise anybody to visit Dublin, would you?
No. So as somebody's born and reared and worked Dublin all his life, I still work out of Dublin Port, you know that. I wouldn't. I only come up because I have to. I'd never come to a game anymore. I don't go to concerts up in the city centre. Okay. I just would not go. You've all heard about Lorraine's ma a couple of years ago on the Saturday afternoon, standing just off O'Connell Bridge waiting on a bus at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and a junkie came up and put a syringe to her neck and Jesus. Took her. I think I told you this, and took her purse in the middle of the day, and not one person helped her. Not one person. People stood around while your man held a syringe to her neck in the middle of the day, and not one person helped her. This is a 60-year-old woman that wouldn't harm a fly, a religious woman. So you really think that people in Darndale and Ballymun are a bit upset? Oh, God bloody love you. You have to go out and protest and close down the streets for, we all know, no immigrants in. But well, let's go out and clean up your streets. You all know who's causing the trouble in your areas. But not one of them will go out and protest against that.
Okay, so back to the point of the conversation. Get over yourself, Kirsty. Ballymun has a reputation that you would not recommend any tourist visit. But you would be, you'd even be broader than that. You don't think people should visit Dublin, full stop.
But she's saying, no. Jay, she said in the Facebook message she sent her, she says, I'm sick of people running down our area. That's why we can't sell our houses. Because of shite like this. So Kirsty, I would say the reason you can't sell your house is it's a wider issue. It's because you, as Jay said, you've done nothing to get rid of the scum out of the area. You know,
You keep hearing 99.999% of the people are salt of the earth. Well, then why is that 0.0001 destroying your area?
Because it's not that high. I don't believe
it's not.
There's a lot more scumbags than 0.1%.
The decent people always get out. That's what I always say. The decent families always get out. The decent families always say, this ain't for me. This ain't for my family. My father done it back in the 80s when times were very, very tough, let me tell you. When there was one wage and I think interest rates were, but Adrian, you might remember, 14 or 15% or something.
Very, very, very high, yeah. Yep.
Well, we were born and raised, six of us in Cardiff. And in 86, my dad said, we're out of here. Because he's seen what way that was going in the 80s. Moved us to a decent part of the city. Okay, I didn't turn out the best, but hey, one out of six ain't bad. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, all right, stay there for a second, Jason, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Catherine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Catherine?
I'm great. How are you, lad?
Good, thanks, Catherine. Kirsty is the lady who got in contact with us. She's not at all happy that a travel guide has warned people against visiting Darndale or Ballymun when they're visiting Dublin. What do you think of that?
Why would a travel website want to talk about residential areas? Like, a travel guide should be centering on the tourist areas. Like,
they also mentioned the north inner city. Well, it says, the headline says Dublin's top neighbourhoods to avoid. Who knows who... You could end up in Ballymun. I don't know. You could end up in Ballymun if you're going out to visit IKEA or Decathlon or one of those shops.
You're probably not going to be doing that in your holidays, are you?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what people do on their holidays.
But, like, it's not just Dublin. Every county, every city, every town in Ireland has their, you know, undesirable areas, as Jeremy would probably put it. Why would a travel website centre on residential areas? Just centre on the tourist areas.
A lot of people, when they're visiting Ireland, they hire cars. I can remember many years ago being in Florida, hiring a car and ending up in a really run-down, vicious-looking neighbourhood that terrified the living daylights out of me.
Yeah, I go to Florida twice a year. I have a brother living in Miami, and there are certain areas you don't go to, but you get out of them. You don't need to, you know yourself. You lock your doors and you move out. I just think it's been very unfair. This whole podcast is very unfair in Dublin. I love Dublin City Centre. I am not from Dublin. I'm not living in Dublin. I love it. I love
and
the
do
North.
You, do you think it gets a bad reputation for no good reason?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Dublin is amazing. Amazing to visit. I love nothing more than walking around Dublin City Centre. I love the accent.
Because I mentioned myself a while ago that quite often, myself and my wife, if we're talking to foreigners who are planning to visit Ireland on a holiday or whatever, we often say, go to Dublin, just visit the touristy areas and get out.
Yeah, but hang on a second now. Jeremy was saying way to go, it mightn't have been Jeremy. One of your callers was saying, Dublin City Centre, it's a shithole, basically. And there's people robbing and people stabbing you. And it's not like that. I go up once a month to Dublin and I absolutely adore Dublin City.
Which is, I have to say, it's great to hear somebody being so positive about it. And maybe it's because...
I've never felt unsafe.
Never?
Never, ever, ever. I have a brother living in Ballyfermot. And they are the nicest people. I love walking around. I'll walk my brother's dog around the neighbourhood. Nope, never ever felt unsafe in Dublin.
Which is great to hear. Like I said, you're a walking advert for the place.
Absolutely.
Have you not got your head in the sand a little bit about the antisocial behaviour that is going on in Dublin? The fact that people are being robbed, are being mugged. Have you got your head in the sand to all that?
I don't have my head in the sand. I'm living in Cork. And Cork City is getting an awful lot of bad press lately because the same antisocial things are happening down here. There are undesirable areas that you wouldn't visit in Cork as well. I would feel safer in Dublin city centre than I would in Cork city centre at this moment.
Well, I have to say, I'd love Dublin Tourism to hire you because you do a great job promoting the place. But again, if you were talking to a foreigner who was planning to visit Ireland, you would say visit Dublin.
Absolutely, 100%. It's an amazing city, so historical, so diverse, amazing.
Stay there for a moment if you can, please.
Well, but let me ask you the question, Catherine. If, it's completely hypothetical, but if you met a couple of tourists and they said they're heading out to Ballymun, what would you say to them?
Well, why? Because where are you going, IKEA? There's nothing else there. It's a residential area.
No, they said, we want to go out and see Ballymun. We heard it's, there's loads of movies that were made there. Maybe they were fans of a movie that was made there. No, just hypothetically, if two tourists came up to you in Dublin City and said, what bus goes to Ballymun? We want to go out to Ballymun. What would you say to them?
Well, I wouldn't know the bus, first of all. I'd say go for it.
You would send two tourists out to Ballymun. That's like sending a chicken into a butcher's on Christmas week. Or Turkey.
Jeremy, it's not Sarajevo, it's Ballymun. Get a grip.
So you think tourists will be safe there?
Why not?
Oh, you're very naive, Catherine. You're very, very
Reminds
naive.
You, and Sarajevo's a beautiful city nowadays. It's absolutely gorgeous. So it's not war-torn like it was back in the day. Okay, but you see no reason for anybody to avoid anywhere in Dublin. It's a great city.
What I always say to my daughter when she goes out, be aware of your surroundings, be safe and have fun.
All right, stay there for one second, Catherine, if you can, please. I'll be talking to John in just a second.
Every single one of you should listen to this message that we just got because this is an eye-opener.
We'll play that for you in just a second.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland. Opinions.
Now, have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note that came into us just a while ago.
Hey, Dylan, just quickly about the topic today. I'm in work at the minute, so I can't talk for long. People here talking about the last caller there talking about Dublin being great and how it's so fantastic. In the last year, I have been threatened multiple times, like over six times. I have had one Irish guy take a knife out of his pocket with his hand on his son's hand, coming right outside of James's, threatening to kill me. I've had other guys from other countries, one guy specifically who was like a Polish-Lithuanian fella who quickly flashed me a knife as he came past me because I didn't say sorry in a Lewis. The city is a dangerous place, and if you don't have your head on a swivel, if you aren't ready to respond in whatever way you can to get out, it can be dangerous. And anyone saying otherwise isn't in the city a lot. I go to college in the city. I'm on the trains every day. I'm on the Lewis's every day. I'm on the buses every day. The place is dangerous. And if you can't say that openly, then, you know, you're not there enough.
All right. Thanks very much indeed for your message. John, you believe that the reason areas like Ballymun and Darndale are the way they are is because of the government.
You see, Asian, you know, the damn suburbs out there are forgotten by the government, you see. They're just left there. And we've all seen too well about what was going on there and what Kulak says now there up to the last few months. Trying to, you know, turn Crown Paints into an immigration centre when it's already struggling, when it's already on its grounds, when it's already on its knees. You know, these communities need more money, Asian. They need more government funding, you know, because the simple fact is it's only going to get worse. It's only going to get worse, you know, if they don't put a few quid into the areas. And, they have been forgotten about, you know. And there's a reason why it's going around that people, oh, you shouldn't go near Ballymun, you shouldn't go near Kulak. These could be great areas with the right funding and the right, you know, efforts made by the government, but they don't want it because they don't give a fuck.
Hang on, John. So what do you want? So the government are to blame for antisocial behaviour in Ballymun.
No, he's saying that the government are to blame for allowing these areas to run into deprivation, basically.
John, the only person, and I'll say this very slowly for you, the only people who are to blame for Ballymun being a no-go area are the scumbags that are terrorising the area.
Yeah, but they're not all scumbags.
But
now,
they are. No. Yeah, well, they are. Yeah. Anybody.
But the fact of the matter is,
John. Well, anybody. John. Anybody. Yeah. Anybody that throws a rock at a. Sorry.
I get that. There's only about a fucking average few of them that's thrown rocks. But look, it happens every. Listen, what I'm going to say.
Doesn't happen everywhere. It doesn't happen everywhere.
I don't think you hear.
Sorry,
me.
No. Hang on a second.
The place needs funding, Jeremy. It needs to be fucking funded, Jeremy.
I am listening. There's six different bus routes that pass my area where I live. Not one of them is.
We know that, Jeremy. You're living in fucking Fox Rock.
No, I don't live in Fox Rock. I don't live in Fox Rock. Thanks, I live in.
You're cloying, you doggy.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck where you live. We know that there's nothing going on in your area. You're not ready to say it. Oh, we have a Facebook account and we have a WhatsApp account and we have a Rod Car. We fucking hear it, Jeremy. But what I'm saying is, the fact that there's stuff going on out in this area, this needs more money to be pumped into the area. It can't be left like this forever. You know what I mean? It can't be delayed. You know, we
so
can't.
So you think if the government build a new swimming pool in Ballymun?
Well, there is a lovely swimming pool in Ballymun.
You think that if they build. So what do you want the government to build in Ballymun?
Well, I tell you what I'd like to see. Well, I'll tell you what, whatever is going on out in Ballymun there, I think the Daisy Hotel turned into a fucking refugee camp. They have to stop doing this to the people of Ballymun and Coolock and pushing people and refugees on them. First of all, the ground, you know, bulldoze the Crown Paints factory. And build amenities for the Coolock and the Ballymun area. You know, enhance the fucking area where people would feel safe and would go out. You know, as you said there yourself already, Jeremy, there's nothing out there. There's nothing. What has it got? A Burger King, a McDonald's, and a fucking Odeon cinema?
So, again, John, you're just making excuses for the behaviour.
I'm not making excuses.
Yes, you
I'm
are.
I'm not making excuses. The place needs funding.
Okay,
Jeremy.
Let me ask you then, John. Would you recommend to a foreigner visiting Ireland on their holidays, a day out in Ballymun or a day out in Darndale should be top of your bucket list?
No, because I tell you, for the simple fact is that it's being left there. It's being left to rot. Nobody cares about it. And that's why people are talking, oh, it's a kip, it's this. Why would anybody be out there? Because it's being left there, Jeremy. Because it's being forgotten about Asia. Because nobody gives a fuck about it, especially the government. Because, listen, here's the thing. What is it, 70%, as you say, Jeremy, give and take, are good people and 40% are bad? Then 70% of people haven't got the money or the power to make the place better without the government funding. You know, they don't. Just, how are they going to do it?
How does the government fund scumbag activity?
I never said scumbag activity. What I'm saying is make the place and the area a lot better for everybody to live in. Maybe then and only then will people start giving a fuck about the areas and taking care of the areas. Have you been out there lately?
Out where? In Ballymun?
Out in Ballymun, right out in Coolock. Out there, guys. I keep going around the circle here.
But what do you want? This is the question. What, for example, Ballymun, as an example, has had millions poured into it in the last 20 years. 20 years
and
ago,
it's looking great.
Hang on.
Have you been out in Ballymun?
Yes, I have.
Is it looking great?
It's looking much better than it used to, yes.
It really is, Jeremy, and Asian. So keep going, and it is getting better, and you can see it's getting better. And as you said there, Adrian, I think it was yourself that said, there hasn't been much, you know, Ballymun has quietened down a lot, because the simple fact is they're investing in it, they're pumping money into it, and it will happen with Coolock the same way, or any other area of the Dublin region. If you put the time and effort and the services into an area, it will fucking gain a lot more respect. It will gain a lot more loyalty, and it will come up in the world. Of course it will. It's like a flower. You have to give it water, the fucking flower. It's as simple as that, guys. I don't know how to explain this any better to you. You know, you can't just leave an area to die, you know, because it's only going to get worse and worse and fucking worse. You get what I'm saying here, guys?
So the reason that Ballymun is and Darndale aren't on top of a tourist visit list is because the government isn't putting enough money into the places.
They don't give a fuck about the place. They don't. They're trying to fucking push hundreds of immigrants in on top of the problem.
Why are you making it an immigrant topic? It's nothing to do with immigrants.
So if you put 400, 500 immigrants in on top of the problem already, what the fuck do you think's going to happen then?
You're saying there's nothing in Ballymun, okay? But Ballymun has one of the biggest shops in Ireland, if not the biggest, as in...
No, it is the single biggest shop in Ireland.
IKEA is in Ballymun.
Oh, fuck. So he gives a fuck about IKEA. What I'm saying is, I'm talking about local, you know, stuff, the local amenities, local building up. Here, do you know what Ballymun doesn't have? A proper shopping centre. You know, they need to throw them out of shopping centre.
If you do that, the young fellas will stop joyriding the cars if you put in a shopping centre.
You don't see any good in anything, Jeremy. If you're that stupid that you think it needs funding. I don't care what you say.
John, I want to play a voice note that's just come in for you. Have a listen to this.
John's fucking filming himself. He's just being thick. You know, these places have had amenities before. Quite often they either get neglected, they get burned out, they get destroyed, they get robbed from or whatever. You know, like many times you've heard about playgrounds getting burnt out. You know, when we were growing up in the 80s, we didn't have half those amenities and we didn't all turn out scumbags.
Okay, the point being that Robbie is making is money has been put into places like Ballymun and Darndale and it's just been destroyed, basically.
Fuck all money's being pumped into them. That's why, I've been living in Dublin all my life and I've never seen a decent amount of money going into Ballymun. Well, Ballymun, yes, but not Keolog, you know. It's beyond a joke. What Robbie's point of view is then, what we just give up. Is that what Robbie, you see, you can't just give up, guys, you know. There's a lot of people out there that need the funding, that need the areas done up, that need a better, you know, place to live. And who has the money? John,
you put a scumbag in a brand new house, the scumbag is still a scumbag.
Yeah, but that's one out of what? A million, Jeremy. You can't keep going on.
You're more or less saying, if I read between the lines, yeah, you're saying they need nicer houses. And if they have nicer houses...
No, I'm not saying that.
They need better amenities. That's better what he's arguing.
They need better community structure.
We got a message in a moment ago and it says, Ballymun hasn't had a shopping centre in years. There's nowhere for local people to shop. There's no facilities in Ballymun for young people, those over the age of 18. So in other words,
excuses.
It's not excuses, Jeremy. It's reality, Jeremy. It's fucking reality. And you don't live out there. So what would you know? You live in your bubble there up in fucking Fox Rock there where everything's cool and cozy. And there's a Rob Carby, know about it. You know, these people are immune to this. They're immune to it because nothing changes, because the government don't give a fuck. That's
okay, John, stay there for a second. I want to bring in some more opinions on this. Darren!
Lads, even the decent dogs on the streets of Dublin would go nowhere near the city centre, Darndale or Ballymun or any of them. It's an absolute fucking chip. And anyone who says different is either from there or just a fucking idiot.
All right, Darren. And a while ago, we were talking to Catherine, and Catherine was singing the praises of Dublin being one of the nicest places on the island of Ireland. Well, Leslie is reacting to that.
Hey, guys. I was sort of provoked into sending this voice note with that one that's on Talking Now, saying that Dublin is amazing and how wonderful it is. It's not, and everybody knows it's not. I have no idea why Ballymun, Darndale or anything would be mentioned on a tourist's website. Nobody would ever suggest them places for tourists to go. They don't need to come with a big red warning sign. Like, nobody's really going to go there. Trouble happens everywhere, like everywhere. I live in a tiny town in the middle of the Midlands, and behind my house someone was roaring, screaming and shouting about heroin the other day. Do you know what I mean? It happens everywhere. But the whole, like, why would you corner out them two places? Like, nobody is going to go for a little stroll through Darndale, like for the crack, like, let's go and look at all, like, the council houses in Darndale. Nobody's going to do it. So what's the point of it being written in a tourist website? And to be perfectly honest, I don't know why Kirsty's taking it so fucking personally anyway. It's no big deal. I don't like where I live. It's Kip. I know it's a Kip. I just close my door and mind my business and that's it. Like, I don't take it personally when people say shit about it. I couldn't care less. But the last thing I'd be doing is, like, whinging on a podcast about someone saying, oh, I wouldn't visit there if I was a tourist. Who cares, like?
All right, Leslie, thanks very much indeed. Henry, you're annoyed listening to John. Why?
Oh, gee, it's the same problem all the time. No funding, no funding, no funding, me bollocks, right? Here's the thing. The people who are at fault for all these areas going rotten are the people themselves, because they don't bother cleaning up after themselves. They don't bother painting their own houses. They always try and leave everything to government responsibility, right? Because you know something, Jeremy? I've seen it happen in Cork here as well. And you know what? So it's the same going on in parts of other cities as well. But see, when people say, oh, this goes on all over the country, it don't, right? Because I know I goes to parts of Kerry, you don't see any carry on like that going on. I've been to parts of Tipperary, you don't see any of that carry on going on, you know what I mean? So you see, I believe it's the problem of the people of the area, right? You don't want a bad reputation? Simple. Nip the problem in the bud, right? Tell the Gardaí or whoever, we know who's doing the crime, get rid of them, you know?
So, John, let me bring you back in. He's basically arguing that this whole thing of, pumping money into it doesn't fix the problem.
It will fix the problem. Of course it'll fix the problem.
No, it won't, John.
Here's the thing, Joe. You can't just turn your back, Joe, and that's what's happened here, Joe. And that's why the place is getting worse by the day, by the week, by the year. You see, it has to be, tackled head on, before it gets any worse. And that's what I'm saying is, Joe, that money has to be put into the areas where it needs it most, and where it needs the Garda community response units in. It needs to work with the people, with the young people then coming up, that are coming out of school and colleges. You know, this needs to be hit head on when they're younger and when they're, it's easy for to get, Joe, and it's easy to turn around and turn your back on an area and walk off. And that's what the government done here. And that's why it's only getting worse,
Fucking hell. Like, John, I've Googled places in Ballymun down a few minutes ago, right? And you know what I saw? I saw football clubs. I saw GA clubs. I've seen boxing clubs. I've seen fucking shopping centres. I've seen, like, God knows fucking what.
There is no no shopping centre. There used to be a little small shopping centre, but there isn't anymore.
Or whatever. Like, there's all these bloody things in Ballymun. There's leisure centres. There's fucking GA clubs. There's soccer clubs. Jesus Christ, like, what do you want? Do you want to give them fucking Disneyland?
It needs the cash injection to clean the area up, Joe. And you know what I'm talking about, Joe. Jeremy was actually with you earlier on. You see, the likes of Jeremy there that lives in the good areas, as I'd call it, where he's living in, Fox Rock or what have you not, he doesn't have to worry about this kind of carry on, you see. Them areas are getting the money every day of the week, you see, Joe. And they're being well looked after, We have the Darndale, we have the Ballymun that are falling behind. They need to be brought up to the same level as Fox Rock, Killiney, Jockey, where people will care if the government cares and put the money into the place in the first place. You get me what I'm saying here, Joe?
No, and first of all, my name's not Joe, my name's Henry, right? And second of all, right, do you know why Fox Rock and those places are being masculine? Because the people of those areas actually care about their area. They actually clean up the area themselves. They actually go out and do the tidy towns.
Put the money into the areas.
No, John.
You're giving me a headache.
John.
John, a good friend of mine lives in Fox, he lives in Stralden, by the way. It's not Fox Rock. Now, if he rang the guards now, Henry, I can guarantee you that guard will be outside his house in 2 minutes flat, okay? And I know this because his house was broken into there and the alarm went off and he notified his phone. He said there was somebody at the house. This was a couple of weeks back. Guard went out there in 2 minutes. No, hear me out, Henry. It's a fair point. So, Henry, now, do you think the guard response time for Stralden to Darndale or Ballymun would be the same thing? No, because they don't give a fuck. That's why, Henry. That's why. See, this is what I'm talking about, Henry, about the difference between different areas, Henry. You know,
Denial.
That's all denial. It's not denial. It's the fucking truth, Henry.
You're in denial, John. John, hold on there now, right? I know plenty of fucking people who volunteered, right, in tiny towns competitions across the country, right? They actually do clean up the place themselves. If you want to have your place
I'm going to read a message
from a lady
in
who's...
In denial as usual.
Hang on, Henry. I'm going to read a message from a lady who's from Ballymun, okay? And here's what she says. I was born and reared in Ballymun, have lived here 56 years, so consider myself well educated on all its issues. I can't believe I agree with John, but he makes a very valid point. Ballymun has always been used as a dumping ground for all social problems. They emptied out the psychiatric hospital in St. Brendan's in the 80s, putting institutionalised people in high-rise flats with little or no support. They then went on to invest billions in so-called regeneration of the area. We lost 50% of our valuable established community supports. We've been left with no shopping centre or decent shops of any kind. We have now become a dumping ground for illegal immigrants, new hotels full of them, local homes, less people forced to leave to accommodate Ukrainians. Ballymun has consistently been neglected by those in power.
Why bring immigrants into it? Sorry, there was trouble in Ballymun. What's that woman's name? Let me respond to it. What was
Michelle?
There was antisocial behaviour and trouble in Ballymun. I remember because I was reporting on it back in the early 90s before one immigrant stepped foot inside Ballymun. So don't be blaming your woes and the antisocial behaviour.
She's basically saying that Ballymun has just been shit on for years.
But what have the people of Ballymun done about it? It's, you know... The people
of Ballymun can't build a shopping centre, for example.
That's the reason...
They have a super value in the deals in Ballymun for tens of thousands of people, which is outrageous.
Kids aren't fucking bricks at buses because there's no...
There's no buses being bricked in Ballymun either.
Have been bricked. So you think... Young fellas are going out and causing antisocial behaviour because there's no... So the young fellas are all hanging around and going, well, you know what? If there was a shopping centre here, we wouldn't have to be getting up to no good. Jesus Christ, would you cop on? There's so much money after being spent on Ballymun in the last 25 years. So much
Jeremy, I've been fucking saying that for years.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. Yeah. It's again, take...
And it needs to be kept going. It needs to be kept funded.
Take ownership and responsibility.
It's already looking like a great thing.
Yeah.
And look where the money is getting us now. It's getting there. And it just needs a few bits and pieces more. Look at, say, a shopping centre, what Michelle said. And here's the thing, Adrian, what I'm very surprised about. Coolock and Ballymun are so close to the airport. I thought they would have thrown a load of money into that and done it up because it's right there. It's the closest you can get to the airport, you know, apart from Malahide. I really thought that. You drive out to Malahide. Some parts of Malahide are absolutely gorgeous, you know. So why leave Coolock behind? And why leave Ballymun behind? Henry can say what the fuck he likes. So can Jeremy Dixon.
It needs more investment, Jeremy.
Okay, we're going around in circles here, lads. Thanks very much. Indeed.
You're literally comparing Malahide Village to Ballymun. Hang on a sec. He's comparing Malahide Village to Ballymun with a straight face.
Yeah, if more money was put into Ballymun, it could be like Malahide. Right. Ed!
The problem with Ballymun is Ballymun was regenerated back years and years ago as part of the Ballymun regeneration. Limited. And what they did was they knocked the flats down in Ballymun. And what did they do? Any of the land that the flats were on, they sold off to private developers. So Ballymun didn't get a shopping centre, didn't get any youth facilities or anything like that back into the community when they were there initially before the flats were knocked down.
All right, Ed, thanks very much indeed for your message.
So they've got a Decathlon. I don't have a Decathlon where I live. And by the way, can I just say, John keeps saying I live in Fox Rock. I do not live in Fox Rock. I couldn't afford a bus shelter in Fox Rock. I don't want people thinking I'm one of those poshos.
Well, you make yourself out to be.
No, I don't. I've never said I live in
my area. My area is fantastic. No,
I live in Dublin 18, which is the same postcode as Fox Rock, but I do not live in Fox. But Ballyogan is Dublin 18.
It is. Lovely area. Lovely part of the city.
Sorry?
It's actually not even on the list of places to avoid.
No, it's not a lovely spot.
Thanks for listening to this latest Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Please hit subscribe or follow, click on the bell icon on Spotify, and you'll get a notification when we upload a new episode. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.